He's going to take it himself for a championship. A double play wins it. The three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McKayton's on touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School, getting ready for the fourth round of consolations. And the important round of consolations. That's because right. You're not eliminated if you lose here. But you could be eliminated in your next match.
That's right.
So you definitely want to win here, punch your ticket for Hershey. Then your next match is just for placement, for seeding at the state tournament. And actually, we do have about 1 or 2 minutes here. Let's step aside real quickly, and then we'll come back. Parker Jennings will be up here quickly at 107 pounds for Trinity. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, here we go. Getting ready now for the fourth round of consolations. Should have Parker Jennings of Trinity coming up here on mat number one.
He'll be taking on Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. Both guys about to get underway. We also have Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. He'll be wrestling Dominic Picciotti of Altoona. And Johnson quickly with a takedown goes up 3-0. Also going to have Jackson Hoy of Trinity. He'll be wrestling against Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional.
Yeah, when you have this many mats and not too many matches in each weight class, they're going to be all over. I'll keep an eye on Jackson Hoy when he gets up here if you want to take over with Parker Jennings.
Yeah, he's in on a shot right now on Riley Smith. Inside single, a trip, and Jennings will get the opening takedown 30 seconds in.
Jackson Hoy now underway. Jackson Hoy out of Trinity. Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional.
Jennings will ride for the rest of this first period. He'll have a 3-0 lead at the end of one. He'll defer his choice. Jennings will go on the bottom.
And on a single leg now is Bo Fennec. Boy, trying to come around the side. Down to 15 seconds to go here in the first period.
Jennings, second period begins on the bottom, able to switch and gets a reversal. Goes up 5-0.
And that'll do it for the first period. Hoy and Fennec are scoreless.
Johnson and West Allegheny leading 3-0 in the second. We also have Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford trailing Noah Young of State College 3-1 in the second. And Tommy Gretz of Connellsville leading Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional 3-1 in the second. Those are other matches, all featuring WPIL wrestlers.
Hoyle starting a down position here in the second. Come up to his feet, try to turn in. Dropping down on a leg is going to be Fennec.
Jennings with the legs in, riding and leading 5-0. 50 seconds to go in the second. Smith trying to come up to his feet, rolls, and Jennings takes him out of bounds.
Stalemate between Hoy and Fennec. Still scoreless here in the second period. Hoy trying to get free here. He just can't get away.
Now down to 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Jennings riding and leading 5-0. Smith will have choice to begin the third when that time comes as Jennings throws a leg in. Imagine the way Jennings has been riding Smith in both of these periods, that Smith will probably go neutral for the third.
Yeah, you would think so. You wouldn't think he wants to get back underneath Parker Jennings again.
And that is the case. He'll go neutral.
Minute to go here in the second period with Jackson Hoy at Trinity, Bo Fennec, Franklin Regional, and we're still scoreless.
Double leg shot attempt from Jennings. Funk roll for Smith. Jennings able to clear the ankle. Now tries to step over, and catching that leg was Smith, and now potentially dangerous. 20 seconds into the third.
Five seconds to go here in the second. Still scoreless between Hoy and Fennec.
.120 to go in the third. 5-0 lead for Jennings of Trinity. Still wrestling neutral. Back into a tie-up. Down to 1 minute remaining in the third period. Shot attempt by Smith. What a great job by Jennings just to get his feet out of the way and also get behind Smith. 8-0 lead now for Jennings.
And that'll do it for the second period. Between Hoy and Fennec, we are still scoreless as Fennec was able to ride Hoy the whole second period. Now it'll be Hoy's chance in the top position. And he'll say, nope, let's work on our feet and give the one-point escape to Fennec. So Fennec now leads 1-0 over Jackson Hoy.
25 seconds remaining in the third for Parker Jennings of Trinity. Riding and leading 8-0. Now down under 10 seconds. Switch attempt for Smith. Jennings stays with him. Smith will get a reversal, but just 2 seconds left. Parker Jennings into the consolation finals with an 8-2 victory. As will Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He is going to win 5-3 over Noah Young of State College.
Well, now a one-point escape to Bo Fennec. Now a takedown. That'll make it 4-0. Fennec leading over Hoy. And we're going to have blood time, it looks like, for Bo Fennec.
Seconds remaining. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny needing injury time, up 4-1. Just getting underway. Nico Capusta of Hempfield, Robert Cordova of Thomas Jefferson. Capusta, quick takedown, leads 3-0. Now an escape given, makes it 3-1. We also have blood time going between Gretz and Colangelo. Gretz leading there 4-1.
4-0, Bo Fennec, Franklin Regional, leading over Jackson Hoy of Trinity. They get the blood cleaned up now on Fennec. They'll come back in. I believe there's a little over a minute to go here in the third period. Hoy in the down position as they restart. Hoy trying to get up to his feet. Does get up to his feet. And trying to hit a switch is Jackson Hoy.
Michael Johnson gives up a takedown and near fall points, four of them, and calling injury time. I thought he had already called it once.
I thought he did too.
Now they're saying it's a green injury time, but they're blinking the time for Picciotti, but I would think that's Johnson's.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's injured there. Down to 20 seconds to go in the Fennec-Hoy match. Hoy still trailing by 4, and we have a stalemate call.
So it was. They just circled the wrong one, but he had choice, so he chooses the top position. Capusta of Hempfield area is going to win by fall at 1 minute and 13 seconds over Cordova of Thomas Jefferson.
Time ticking down to 10 seconds to go in the Fennec-Hoy match. Still 4-0 in favor of Fennec. Coming up to his feet is going to be Jackson Hoy, but he's not going to be able to get away. And time is going to tick down here. And that's your final 4-0, Bo Fennec-Franklin Regional defeats Jackson Hoy of Trinity.
Michael Johnson of West Allegheny is going to drop an 8-5 decision to Dominic Picciotti of Altoona. Johnson went from seconds away from being in the finals to now having to wrestle for a spot in a state tournament. We're going to get a win for Gretz of Connellsville. 7-1 win over Colangelo. That's going to bring John Emma of Cannon McMillan to the mat.
Evan Tolliver, Ringgold now up on mat number 4 with Parker Joseph of Mars. And they are scoreless in the first period.
I'll keep an eye on Emma. You keep an eye on Tolliver.
Will do.
Emma taking on Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain. A couple of shot attempts in deep double leg here for Emma. Just has to work up around the waist. And gets one arm up, and there's the second arm to be able to get the takedown. And now they're waving it off because Tarantella lifted him out of bounds. But no, they do confirm it is a takedown. So 3-0 lead for Emma.
Boy, right at the end of the period, they give Evan Tolliver a takedown, and the coaches for Mars were not happy about that at all. It's one of those where they stayed in the same position for a lot of time, and then all of a sudden they awarded the takedown without, you know, they didn't move.
escape for Tarantella. Emma close to another takedown, and he'll get it with 7 seconds left. John Emma up 6-1 with 4 seconds to go in the period.
Now we have a full Nelson against Tolliver. And that'll give 1 point to Parker Joseph. So that'll make the score 3-1 in favor of Tolliver.
Emma leads 6-1 after one. Tarantella will go on the bottom for the second. And Emma wants to give an optional start to begin the period. Nate Caracciolo had upset Declan Barr in the opening round of this tournament. They're wrestling again here in the Consi semis. Barr leading there 1-0. Escape for Tarantella, so 6-2 lead for Emma.
Tolliver's still up 3-1 here in the second period. Just about a minute to go here in the second. Evan Tolliver Ringgold leading 3-1 over Parker Joseph of Mars.
A minute to go in the second for John Emma. He is leading 6-2. Emma in on a shot. He's going to get the takedown, and looks like it's going to be injury time needed for Tarantella. But the takedown makes it 9-2, Emma. No, and they're waving off the takedown. Guess he called injury time before he got control.
Tolliver still on top with 29 seconds to go in the second period, leading 3-1. Time to run out here in the second period. That's the way we'll go into the third. Tolliver leading 3-1 over Joseph.
Back underway is Emma, leading 6-2. Out of bounds with 36 seconds left in the second. Five seconds left for Emma in the second period, leading 6-2. He'll have choice for the third period when it gets there. End of two, John Emma leads 6-2.
Now we're going to have a reversal for Tolliver, so he'll go up 5-1 over Joseph with just over a minute to go in the third period.
Emma chose neutral for the third. Shot in. Very close to the takedown, and he'll get it. 9-2 lead now for Emma. Emma's going to give the escape. A minute and a half to go in the third, 9-3.
Down to 30 seconds to go. Tolliver still in the lead, 5-1 over Joseph.
Minute to go in the third period for Emma. Wrestling neutral, leading 9-3. Head taps for Emma. Snap down attempt for Tarantella. Declan Barr of Altoona is going to defeat Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield area 4-3. Avenge the loss from yesterday.
And that'll do it. Your winner is going to be Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, 5-1 over Parker Joseph of Mars.
Tarantella is going to pick up a takedown on Emma, 9-6. Emma's lead now 15 seconds left in the third. Stalling call on Emma, his first, 5 seconds left, and he could just sit right there, take a little beating, but also get a qualification to the state tournament. 9-6, Emma's your winner.
Guarantee your trip to Hershey.
That's going to bring Aiden Finnegan to the mat against Jacob Chacon of Montour.
Nolan Rice out of Connellsville. He's in a battle with Cale Davis of State College as they're scoreless here late in the third, under a minute to go.
Finnegan trying to spin around behind after a shot on Chacon, and he will get the takedown. Finnegan takes the early 3-0 lead.
Well, we just had an illegal slam over on mat number one. Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin picked Sutton Stoner of Butler up and brought him down just flat onto his back. Hopefully Stoner is going to be okay.
7-1 win for Chase Smith of Franklin Regional over Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. Finnegan is going to have a 3-0 lead at the end of the first period. Now, is that, if he's out, does that mean Dietz is out for the next match too, or is it just this match? I think it's just this match.
Yeah. He's going to wrestle though. Stoner looks like he's okay. He's going to try to get up here. He's going through all the moves the trainer wants, and he keeps giving her a thumbs up like, let me go. And she keeps saying, I'm not done yet.
Chacon had an escape, and then Finnegan with a takedown. Finnegan up 6-1. Finnegan's another one who's been wrestling really well these last couple of weeks. Chacon's going to get a reversal to go up 6-3, or Finnegan's lead now 6-3. Stalling call on Chacon for not working up the body.
I can tell you, if they don't let Sutton Stoner out of Butler wrestle, it's not because of him. It's because of the trainer, because he's trying everything he can to appease the trainer and get back up and wrestle.
He doesn't go. He'll clinch a spot into Hershey.
And I don't think the trainer's going to let him go.
And that's a guy who was the 8th place finisher last week and wasn't even qualified for this tournament.
Right. He keeps looking at his coach saying, I'm fine, I want to go. I can see the trainer shaking her head no.
That's his dad, Scott Stoner.
Oh, okay.
Head coach. And yeah, they're not going to let him go. He's upset about it.
Well, nobody wants to win like that.
Now the West Mifflin coaches are trying to have words with the Butler coaches. So Stoner will win by default. Or by slam, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the West Mifflin coaches weren't very happy about it, but I'm telling you, I watched the whole thing. It had nothing to do with the wrestler, with the coach, with anybody. It was the trainer. Yeah. She wasn't going to let him go. And Stoner was trying everything he could to let the trainer know, I'm okay, I'm fine, I want to go back and wrestle. And she just wouldn't let him.
Well, that's why they have him here for it.
Right.
For those situations. Finnegan is up 10-3 on Chacon of Montour, and he's going to get four more back points to go up 14-3. Final seconds of the second period. Now Finnegan trying to lock up a cradle. Not going to be able to, but he's going to be up 14-3 after two. Finnegan's going to go neutral. Shot in from Chacon, and Finnegan trying to spin around behind. And Finnegan will get the takedown, go up 17-3. Coach is telling him to just let him go. Get one more takedown, win by Tech. Finnegan lost this match in the third, fourth place just a week ago. It was a wild match. I think it was like 11-11. And then Chacon got the fall. So Finnegan to come back here now and get a Tech would be huge, and that's exactly what he's going to do, and he's going to clinch a spot to Hershey. 20-4 technical fall at 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Well, you talked about how well he's been wrestling here at the end of the season. He's had a great tournament so far. Well, what a match right below us on mat number 2. Nolan Rice of Connellsville. Cale Davis of State College. They're scoreless in the second rideout period of overtime.
I think they might be in the ultimate tiebreaker.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it is the ultimate tiebreaker.
Coming down to a coin flip. Obviously, you know Rice was going top.
Well, absolutely.
So it's just a matter of who wins the coin flip. That's how evenly matched these two are. And he's got the legs in, just trying to...
But doing a good job of not stopping.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a stalemate here if you're Rice.
And he's going to win by the ultimate tiebreaker. 1-0, but no points really scored in that one. Bryce Collins of Canamac getting underway. He's taking on Keegan Hewitt of Hollidaysburg. And it's on the Canamac mat.
Yeah, it is.
Emma Finnegan, now Collins.
It's okay because Carmona's on deck on that mat.
There you go. Keep it rolling.
Other action, Jacoby Thompson of Meadville leading over Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin 4-2. Time ticking down in that match. Although they are on their feet, anything can happen. Now caution for stalling against Thompson. 1 point won't matter. It's still 4-3. And time will run out. Your winner is Jacoby Thompson of Meadville as he defeats Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin.
Bryce Collins in the first period against Hewitt. Final 10 seconds of the first period. Looks like they will be scoreless at the end of one.
Running injury time for Daniel Smith on mat number 2 out of Connellsville.
The referee is pointing at his eye. I think he may have got hit hard in the eye by Olympic Serraro. Hewitt on the bottom to begin the second period. He and Collins are scoreless. Only this round would you see a 139-pound match wrestling at the same time as 189.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. Looks so odd.
Liam Costa of Moon with a takedown. and getting near fall points on Sydney Hand of Penn Trafford. Four of them. He'll be up 7-0. Hewitt up to his feet. Collins picks him up high in the air, brings him down the mat, and tries to do so by getting back points, and he will. Collins lands with Hewitt on his back. Four near falls waiting if Collins can't get the fall. Trying to position himself. Get that right shoulder blade down.
He's got a lot of time to work.
And he's in a really good position, too. The only danger, really, is being near the edge of the mat. As long as he can stay in bounds, you got to like his chances to potentially get this.
He needs to try to back up a little bit, go chest to chest here.
And he's just trying to force that right shoulder down for Hewitt. Now Hewitt with a big bridge and off his back. Four near fall points. Collins leads 4-0. Now Peterson roll attempt for Hewitt. And really in like an awkward position though. Collins still maintaining control right now. And they go out of bounds. Collins still riding in, leading 4-0.
Collins did a great job of grabbing that leg and not giving up any back points, didn't give up a reversal, just kind of blocked that Peterson. Well, Smith is okay. He's got Serraro cradled up and on his back. Smith out of Connellsville that we were running injury time for. Now has to let that go, but he'll go up 7-1 over Serraro out of Mars.
Collins will ride for the rest of the second period, and he'll choose bottom for the third, leading 4-0.
Luke Lilly at Connellsville, excuse me, Greg, also out on the mat now with Ezra Swisher of Bellafon early in their match.
Stalling call on Hewitt for holding onto the leg of Collins. Collins to his feet, leg thrown in by Hewitt. Trying to crank on the arm high in the air, potentially dangerous. Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional is going to defeat Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. It'll be a 7-3 final for Cartwright. Collins hopping on one leg. Hewitt has that leg in the air. They go out of bounds. Hewitt will flatten Collins out. 1:20 to go in the third. Collins leading 4-0. Stalling call on Collins. His first underneath. Hewitt throws a leg in on him. 1 minute to go in the third. Trying to crank on that arm. And potentially dangerous. We'll stop action.
And we've got injury time over on mat number four also. Looks like Liam Costa of Moon
Collins up to his feet. Hewitt brings him back down to the mat. 40 seconds left, third period. Now an escape given to Collins. 5-0 lead for Collins. 20 seconds left, third period. Stalling call on Collins. That was quick to be hit.
Boy, that was quick.
Penalty point awarded, now 5-1. Collins can just play keep away. Another stalling call. 5-2. I guess it depends on the referee you get.
That was two calls in 10 seconds.
Yeah. 5-2 win, though, for Bryce Collins of Canon McMillan. He will punch his ticket to Hershey.
Daniel Smith out of Connellsville up big now, 13-2 over Olympic Ceraro of Mars with a minute to go in the third period of their match. As I say that, Ceraro reverses him and puts Smith on his back. Smith will belly out, but that'll make the score 13-7 in favor of Smith. Now 14-7, 1 point escape for Smith.
Dakota Carmona underway, taking on Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney. Still have Braden Collins coming up in this round as well. Burkett's going to throw Carmona to his back, but they are called out of bounds. Punxsutawney coaches can't believe it.
A little surprised by that call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Braden Collins underway. I'll keep an eye on him as you call Carmona.
Yeah, 30 seconds in, still scoreless.
Takedown for Braden Collins. He'll go up 3-0 over Cale Ott of Penn Trafford.
Daniel Smith of Connellsville will hold on to beat Olympic Ceraro 15-11. And a wild one. 1-0 win for Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte over Luke Lilly of Connellsville.
Just to remind everybody, we will take a break and come back at 3 o'clock for the championship finals.
Try to set the pairings before we go, just so you know what the first, third, and fifth place matches will be. As Carmona starts the second period on the bottom, comes to his feet, Burkett brings him down, but it's going to get hit with a locked hands penalty. So that's going to be a 1-0 lead for Carmona. Cooper Roskowski is going to win by Tech Fall 16-1. Time of that technical fall is 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Braden Collins up 3-1 now is a 1 point escape for Cale Ott of Penn Trafford.
Carmona's going to get an escape. He's up 2-0.
Boy, another eye poke on mat number two.
Commonalities happening on these mats.
Yeah. If Just over a minute to go in the second. Braden Collins of Canamax still leading 3-1 over Cale Ott of Penn Trafford.
30 seconds remaining in the second. Carmona leading 2-0. It looks like we're going to get blood time for Burkett. John Montgomery of Franklin Regional leading Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg 3-0 in the first period. Jake Lilly of Connellsville, Jack White of Norwin, they're scoreless in the second. One nothing lead for Noah Williams of State College on Jackson Long of Bellefonte, they're in the second. All the matches have been called for this round. These are the last five bouts of this consolation round.
Down to 15 seconds to go in the Braden Collins match. He's still up 3-1, trying to come around and get a takedown. And he will, as time runs out here in the second period. So it'll make Collins up 6-1 over Ott.
Back underway are Carmona and Burkett. 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Carmona will have a 2-0 lead entering the third. Burkett will have choice. A little blood cleanup first before they get to that third period.
In the third period, it was Collins' choice, and he chooses down. Just to let you know, back to the station, we will take a break after this round and come back and update you on what the matches are going to look like for the championships. And then after we do that, we will take a break until 3 o'clock.
Start of the third period for Carmona, riding and leading 2-0. Cat tries to get to his feet. Carmona around the waist. He'll give the escape. So now 2-1. 90 seconds away from Carmona trying to punch his ticket to Hershey. I meant 90 seconds if I said 90 minutes. Been a long day.
It has been.
Long tournament, I should say.
Braden Collins still in the lead, 7-1 now. Has he got an escape here in the third period? Over Cale Ott of Penn Trafford, 35 seconds to go in their match.
Down to a minute to go for Carmona, leading 2-1. That locked hands penalty may come up huge for Carmona.
Shot in by Cale Ott. Panning back hard is Braden Collins. Collins is going to hang on. He's going to be your winner, 7-1. That's Braden Collins out of Canamac over Cale Ott of Penn Trafford.
25 seconds remaining for Carmona. Leading 2-1. Stalling call on Carmona. That's his first. But we've seen him be called quickly in the past, so he's got to maintain his positioning. He's doing just that, though. He's not the one backing up. Burkett is. And Carmona is going to win 2-1. Really good round for the Big Macs.
Yes, it was a great round.
Final seconds for Jack White of Norwin, leading 1-0. He will defeat Jake Lilly of Connellsville. White, a 1-0 winner. 20 seconds remaining for John Montgomery of Franklin Regional. He is leading 4-1, wrestling on his feet with Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg. Payne tries to drive in. Montgomery shoves him down the mat, and they're out of bounds with 10 seconds left. Under 10 to go. Back into a tie-up. Payne tries to drag him by. And Montgomery of Franklin Regional will be a 4-1 winner. And we got 3 seconds left on the final match. And of course, we got a stoppage for it with blood time. 3 seconds left
on the last match.
2-1 score. Jackson Long of Bellefonte, Noah Williams of State College. So a little work to get that cleaned up.
There's 3 seconds left in the match. You know, I'm thinking clean him up, send him out.
That's right.
Well, we're going to step aside. We'll give you the outcome of that match when we come back. Also, we're going to come back here quickly and explain who's wrestling who in first, third, and fifth place. So stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Let's run down the weight classes and who's wrestling who for the championships.
At 107 pounds, Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling Bryce Thomas of Moon for the title. In third place, it'll be Parker Jennings of Trinity. He's taking on Dominic Picciotti of Altoona. And for fifth in the do-or-die match, it's Riley Smith of Seneca Valley against Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. 114 pounds in the championship. It's Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County against Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. For third, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford against Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional. And for fifth, Jackson Hoy of Trinity. He'll be wrestling Noah Young from State College. 121 pounds for the title. Landon Sinnott of Norwin against Mateo Gallegos of Dubois. For third, Nico Capusta of Hempfield Area against Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. And for fifth, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional against Robert Cordova of Thomas Jefferson. 127 pounds, a WPIL rematch. Santino Sloboda of Butler against Dom Canale of Trinity for the title. Third place, Nolan Rice of Connellsville against Declan Barr of Altoona. And for fifth place, Kale Davis of State College against Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield Area. 133 pounds for the title, Braden Weaver of Altoona against Kale Yannick of Moon. For third, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold against John Emma of Cannon Mack, an all-Washington County match for third. And for fifth, Parker Joseph of Mars against Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain. 139 pounds. It'll be in the finals, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan against Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. For third, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. He'll be wrestling Daniel Smith of Connellsville. And for fifth, Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny against Olympic Sorraro of Mars. 145 pounds. It will be Kai Vioma of Connellsville against Aiden Coons of Central Mountain. For the title, Aiden Finnegan of Canamac. He'll be wrestling Jacoby Thompson from Meadville for third, and Jacob Chacon of Montour against Nathan Klingesmith of Norwin for fifth. 152 pounds. It'll be James Whitbread of State College against Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional for first. Third, Owen Campbell of Plum against Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. And for fifth, Derek Warstell of Upper St. Clair against Luke Lilly of Connellsville. 160 pounds. It'll be Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona against Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon for the title. It'll be Sutton Stoner of Butler against Jack White of Norwin for third. And Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin against Jake Lilly of Connellsville for fifth place. 172 for the title, Teague Sanderson of State College against Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson. For third, Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional against Liam Costa of Moon. And for fifth, Caleb Kenzie of Armstrong against Sidney Hand of Penn Trafford. 189 for the title, Mario Hutcherson of Kiski against Hunter Snyder of Latrobe for the third week in a row. For third place, it'll be Jackson Long of Bellefonte. He was your winner in that last match, by the way, final 4 seconds. We mentioned we wouldn't mention that. He did defeat Noah Williams, but Long will be wrestling Bryce Collins of Cannon Mack for third, and Noah Williams of State College, he will be wrestling Keegan Hewitt of Hollidaysburg for fifth place. 215 pounds for the title, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon against Kendall Lohr of Dubois. Cooper Roskoski of Kiski against Braden Collins of Cannon Mack for third, and Cale Ott of Penn Trafford, he will be wrestling Mike Collier of Altoona for fifth. And at 285 pounds, it'll be Cam Dana of West Allegheny against Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny, a rematch for the title. For third, John Montgomery of Franklin Regional against Dakota Carmona of Cannon Mack. And for fifth, it will be Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg against Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney.
So that's the way it looks. And we'll be back at 3 o'clock to bring you all the results. So make sure you come back at 3. Go take a break. Come back at 3 o'clock, and we'll see you all then. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.